This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out. I mean, it's not just holsters. It's magazine carriers. It's the contact series. It's the knives. It's the belts. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Okay. Time for a little disclosure. I told you that I had something going on that might prevent me from being here from time to time over the next week. Let me tell you what it was, simply so you can avoid it if you can. Now, if I had to do this over again, I would do it the same way. Okay? Friday, I observed a government vehicle of the U.S. Postal Service weaving in traffic. I tried to call the Postal Service, and I got nowhere with that. So I took a picture of this vehicle, because it had a vehicle number on the back of it. And that's what I did. I took a picture of the vehicle, and then we went our merry old way. And then I took that picture, and I posted it on Facebook. Because it sort of angered me that you can't get through to the post office. I mean, if there is a agency out there that is indicative of the federal government running something into the ground, it would be the post office. So, I posted it on Facebook, a little, I thought, humorous little thing above it, and I went, and that was my cathartic moment. I got that out of my system. I was done. On the next day, on Saturday, the driver of that truck contacted me. In a threatening manner. Now, my first thought about this was, anybody who is crazy enough to work for the post office and do this in today's day and age is probably a dangerous person. And hence, that was an issue for me. So that, we went back and forth, back and forth, based upon the nature of, I actually tried to lure him. I kind of thought where he wanted to, I was thinking about where might he want to go with this. And as I'm thinking about this, I tried to lure him into making some stuff, and it turned out he was just full of hot air. He was just being silly. But still, Now we've got two transgressions. First, he was driving like he was impaired. Second, he has reached out to me to threaten. Even if it was a silly thing, it was a threat. And I'm a public person. Everything on Facebook is public. I have children, they're grown, they're armed, but children nonetheless. Some of my children have children. All I was thinking about was, this guy's a threat, and I got to do something to neutralize him. Now you begin to see my issue. As much as I seek avoiding real confrontation, and I'm not talking about confrontation over, you cook, didn't cook my steak right or something like that. I'm talking about confrontation. I'm talking about violent confrontation. As much as I seek to avoid violent confrontation, I had this presented to me, and I didn't know where it was going to go. So this went back and forth for about 2 hours on Saturday. And finally, I blocked him, and I took everything. I took screen grabs of everything. And come Monday, I presented this to the post office. My position with them, and I, you know, I wasn't trying to be anything other than... I don't honestly believe that if you've been a good employee somewhere and you do something that is wrong, even if it's dumb wrong, I don't think that costs you your job. I don't think it should cost you your job. And I told them that. I told him as much. And to his credit, he was read the riot act 8:30 Tuesday morning, yesterday morning. Okay. After that, he picked up the phone, and he started calling around, and then he became a victim. So we've gone from reckless driving to threatening, and now he's a victim. And I started getting messages from other people that he's related to on Facebook that I don't know, that are not friends with me or anything. They have to send a message request, and I have to accept it in order to see it. And I took that and did screen grabs of that, too. And I said, look, I'm getting real tired of this. And I have, I mean, like in the space of like 24, 48 hours, I've gone from being sort of on edge because I didn't know exactly what this guy was going to be about to being sort of just irritated with the whole situation. I believe it is over now. Now, what is the moral of this story? Their biggest gripe with me was that I dared complain about the way he was driving. Everybody, when he became the victim, that was his thing. And without knowing a whole lot about me, he decided to let me know that I didn't know anything about what he did, or at least his people did. And the fact of the matter is this, I delivered things for 20 years, not mail, much heavier things. And I had to work out in the weather. And I had to climb in and out, and I mean, I had to work with a fractured vertebrae one time. I had to work with a fractured tailbone, broken ribs, hands broken, foot broken. I mean, I have worked under deplorable conditions. And I don't do it anymore. Just like he could just not do it anymore. But, you know, instead he's got to be a victim. So that's what's been going on. I think it has all been put to bed. I sincerely hope it has. I don't really want to... I still don't want the guy's job. I don't want to get in a confrontation with him. I don't even want to know him. I didn't know him before then. And if I see him driving around again erratically, I will report him again. Getting out there and being a victim doesn't mean that you can do something unsafe. So, there's really no moral to it except for when you do something, I guess you need to be prepared for it to go sideways. Which I was completely not prepared for that. I thought I'd post something up on Facebook after I couldn't complain to anybody. I thought I'd just post something up on Facebook, and then he found it. Somebody found it somehow or other. I mean, I do local radio around here, and there are some people that follow me, and they saw that, and they showed it to him. So that's what's up, and I wish him and his family well. I hope that they get over whatever anger issues they have. I have no desire to bring any particular skill set I might bring to the board to him because that's not going to be good at all. This is Christmas. This is the time to have goodwill towards men, right? So that's what's been going on. I haven't had a whole lot of goodwill coming my way, but I have been trying to push it out. And that's why I have been... sort of laying out a little bit. I'm sort of worn out from it. But when we get back, Louisiana Sheriff gets out there and lays it all on the line, and MSNBC cuts him off. Cuts him off because they don't like the way he's saying what he's saying and the way that he's saying it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridal leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is lubrication. It takes your weapon, and it's treating it, all the metal parts of your weapon. Second, it's increasing its lethality, its combat effectiveness. If you haven't tried them, give them a look. Froglube.com. I used to be a very avid fan of The Walking Dead. We'll get to the sheriff in a minute. I forgot about that I had this piece, and I want to go with this if we can. The first two seasons of it I found to be particularly gritty. The guy who plays Rick, every other role he's ever had, he's British, and every other role he's ever had, he's played sort of the fancy boy. So when he became Rick on Walking Dead and got all gritty and just you know, hardcore, it was interesting to watch that. Last season, they got a new bad guy. And he was billed as the ultimate bad guy. His name was Negan. And he led a group called the Saviors. The Saviors would offer protection for half of everything the community surrounding Washington, D.C. had. And once they became aware of you, you could not say no to their demand for half of it. They have the Saviors have a very strict set of rules everyone has to live by. Everyone has to follow these draconian rules except Negan and his other leaders of the Saviors. And they also shroud their evil in a blanket for the greater good. And to quote Negan himself, the Saviors do what they do to bring back civilization. If you look at this, what you're looking at is this dystopian society. And if when you're looking at this and you're looking at Negan, what you have to realize is that you're now looking at the leftist utopia. Negan is the model of the perfect leftist government. I kind of think that may have been done on purpose, too. Now, Scott Gimple, he's the director. Robert Kirkman is the creator. I don't really know anything about them, but I think there's something there. The first thing that Negan preaches is collectivism. And if you ask any of the Saviors who they are, they will respond with the word Negan. It's like the Borg. Resistance is futile. If Negan does represent the state, then this means that individual liberties mean very little, and your duty is to the state and to the state alone. This is the kind of thing like this, you know, Cuba was run by Castro. Pol Pot ran Cambodia. No one can argue about the Saviors being a cult of personality. And then comes the next point here. Negan is almost worshipped as a godlike figure. When he enters a room, everyone has to kneel in reverence to Negan. Negan views himself as a Christ-like figure. And that matches up what you see in North Korea with the Kim family. Leftist governments always replace religion with worship of the state. Negan goes to Alexandria, Virginia, and that's where the heroes are living, Rick and his crew, and discovers they have records of every firearm. And this is a classic example of gun registration. So Negan uses this list to confiscate every firearm from the people of Alexandria. Leftist governments always institute a firearms registration before issuing confiscations. So you can look to any number of leftist states to see this. From Cuba to the USSR, this is played out time and time again. There you have the great example as to why most of us on the right oppose a gun registration. And then Negan demands half of everything. This is actually better than what the leftists want. Leftist countries have taken as much as 100% of everything. Negan only takes half. Now, if you don't give Negan half, then the punishment is swift and severe. And this basically equates itself as a tax. Spencer from the show even refers to it as a tax. In one episode, Negan kills a walker or a zombie and uses that as justification for taking half of everything. And this is another thing we see in all governments, the overcharging for services that would be cheaper if done by a private contractor. Think about those $800 toilet seats. So even if you don't use the Savior services, you still have to pay. And that's much like paying for welfare or Medicaid that not only you do not need, but you do not want. Not paying would be breaking the law. So much like real life, not paying in TWD would be breaking the rules. The penalties in both worlds are stiff. So now we've determined that there's no way to opt out. And if you don't go along with Negan, the penalties will hit you hard. There is an exemption, though. Negan himself doesn't have to follow the rules. He has made himself exempt from them. And this is like the ruling class of any leftist government. Or say a government exempting themselves from the Affordable Health Care Act. I don't know what they're doing on that show. I don't know if, that this is meant to be a message or what. But this sounds like the Democrats, doesn't it? Yeah. Interesting. It's an interesting thing to consider. Art imitating life is what it boils down to. Don't do as I do. You can't do as I do. You can do as I'm going to tell you to do. And I want half of everything you got. And you can't have any guns. And I'm exempt from all of this because I am Negan. And they are Negan. And now you too are Negan. Now, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about a registry that is out there right now. And Obama has precious little time to do something about it because this will impact his legacy, this registry. And I'm going to be interested to see what they do with this registry now because in about 33 days, Obama is no longer in charge. So, that's coming up when we get back. Interesting times we live in. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I don't do nearly as much about the variety of their website, the variety of their offerings. The contact series, the knives, the belts, the tactical nylon, the holsters, the modularity, the indestructibility. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. And before I take it too much further, I haven't mentioned this today. I need to mention this today. If you are interested at all in national reciprocity, national concealed carry, then you need to email me, because I and Amaland and Arbalest Quarrel are building, we're building a way to get the information, and we're not going to be going to Congress. We're going to the executive branch. Arbalest Quarrel has a line of communication with our new Vice President, Mike Pence. So Trump has signified he will sign it. We want to put together a big enough list of people to where we can go to the Vice President and say, Mr. Vice President, this is just what we've been able to gather. And I need people to email me. If you're listening to this show, if you want to have national concealed carry, please email me. All you got to do is say yes to concealed national reciprocity at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Send that to me. All I'm doing with it is forwarding that to Arbalest Quarrel. And you're not going to get any sort of your email address isn't going to get sold, and nobody's going to call you wanting money, and nobody's going to contact you wanting money, and nobody's going to spam you. You're not going to end up on a spam list or anything else. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. In 2012, Barack Obama put in place a program that was set up to defer deportation for what turned out to be about 800,000 undocumented law-abiding youngsters, or illegal aliens, as I like to call them. This has created a database for President-elect Donald Trump's deportation force toolbox. This coming from the Sacramento Bee, by the way. They don't like this. They don't like that this is out there. And the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, this also allows parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents to delay deportations. Trump calls these Barack Obama's two illegal amnesties. The DACA database, according to the Sacramento Bee, must not become a weapon against mostly Latino immigrant families. To protect Dreamers and their families, Obama should immediately issue a presidential pardon to those who have registered for all potential immigration violations. How do you pardon somebody that is not a citizen of the non-American citizen? How does the president do that? Huh? Sacramento Bee does not answer that. They say this act alone would send an unmistakable message to those who want to deport millions of undocumented immigrants that there will be a resistance everywhere and that no one is going to go to detention camps quietly. Oh, gosh. Those good old Democrats, they... See, this is what would happen if there was a gun registry. This is what the Democrats would do to us. They would round up the guns, or they would round us up. This is them projecting what they would like to do. It would not be that hard to do if Trump decides to go full on. Eisenhower did it. He didn't have the kind of technology at his disposal that Trump does. Eisenhower did it three different times. Operations Wetback 1, 2, and 3. And when they started, when they were rounding people up, and they weren't just taking them to the border, they were putting them on a boat and taking them down the coast, taking them down the Central American coast, dropping them off near the Mexican southern border. We've got to draw a line somewhere. And I'm getting tired of all of these politicians on that side of the aisle putting these Latino illegal aliens ahead of the youth here in the United States. Do you think maybe some of those kids that are gang members in the middle of Chicago might have a dream or two? How about those dreamers? Do you think that might be a possibility? Should we maybe be looking at them before we look at these illegals? And I don't care how they got here. I don't care that they are here. I just want them to go. I just want them. There is a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. And when you get out there, I mean, we're seeing this with the electors. The electors are bound. They're bound to vote. That's the way it's supposed to go. And yet now there's some electors out there saying, well, I don't necessarily agree with that. Well, you did when you took the job. You did when you took the job. And if you can't do it, then we'll get somebody else that can. Donald Trump's going to be the next president, period. President Barack Obama set all of this up. And we're going to see what we'll see what happens with it. But what the Sacramento Bee is saying is going to happen is going to be detention camps and physical removal. Now, in 1989, San Francisco was the author of the first sanctuary city ordinance. And the writers of the Sacramento Bee take great heart in that. Democratic mayors, including Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles, Daryl Steinberg in Sacramento, and Ed Lee in San Francisco, have pledged to defend their sanctuary city policies. I want to see those guys locked up. I want to see those guys locked up. The dreamers should not be able to dream ahead of the American dreamers. The ones who would dream if they thought they could. There should be nothing in place for them first. The Americans should come first. America for America. How about that? That's my proposal. And if these guys can't live with that at the Sacramento Bee or in California, I guess maybe they need to look at other things. But this part of it here, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. And I think the line should be drawn where, you know, we can try to streamline the process, but they got to get out of here first. They got to go. First they go, then they can apply, then they can try to come back. That's just the way it is. That doesn't make me harsh. That's one set of rules for everybody. I'm about to give it back to GCN one last time, and as we get ready to go, we're going to end tonight with a way for the Democrats to grab the Senate long enough to confirm Merrick Garland. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is a lubrication system, a cleaning and lubrication system that is unlike any out there. Completely biodegradable. Very, very effective. Check them out. Froglube.com. Right now, the Democrats in the Senate are considering something that is insane. Some of the lefties on social media are kicking this plot around. And what they want to do is effectively hijack the Senate as soon as it gavels back into session next year in order to exploit what they believe to be a loophole that would allow the Senate Democrats to confirm Merrick Garland before the chamber's agenda is technically controlled by Mitch McConnell's Republicans. Now, there's a lot of people there's various liberals who, until very recently, were wringing their hands about the prospect of a Trump-precipitated constitutional crisis. Like Matt McDermott. On Twitter, he said, been reading up on this procedural opening for a few hours. It's actually a reasonable interpretation. Biggest obstacle is the Democrats' spine. Well, yeah, and that's probably common sense. It turns out that sometimes openly advocating a constitutional crisis through the breathtaking and illegitimate arrogation of power is just peachy so long as it's intended to save the country from the fascists. As this post from a left-wing fringe site puts it, On January 3rd, 2017, Democrats will hold a majority in the Senate for a few minutes until the newly elected senators are sworn in. Biden could convene the Senate in those few minutes and call for a vote. The majority could then suspend the rules and vote in Merrick Garland. The key here is that VP Biden will have to be willing to convene the Senate and recognize Senator Dick Durbin instead of Mitch McConnell. Durbin moves to renominate Garland, and Senate Democrats then vote to confirm him. They will have a quorum for those few minutes. It's bold. Garland would be confirmed by 34 Democrats and no Republicans. It will certainly enrage Republicans, but they're already enraged and full of hubris about how they're going to screw Democrats anyway. So what do they really have to lose? Not much. It takes courage. It takes a resolve to do what's right for this country, to reclaim the Supreme Court nominations Republicans that think they stole from us. It takes backbone. All right. Nothing was stolen. Okay, that's item number one. Nothing was stolen, as this writer so melodramatically frames things, for reasons that have been explained several times. Republicans merely followed the Biden rule, the same Joe Biden they want to gavel it in, which prevented a lame duck president from tipping the court's balance with an election year opening arose. They insisted that the people have their say, and the people picked a Republican president who has vowed to replace the late Justice Scalia with a similarly minded nominee, which is not what they were counting on. Now, the originator of that idea is a lefty radio host who is also a chief proponent of Senate Democrats using reconciliation to force through Obamacare after Scott Brown was elected by the people of Massachusetts to stop the law in its tracks. Some elements of the left, they never tire in its scheming to thwart the will of the voters, it seems. Conservatives reacted to the proposed unprecedented power grab with a heavy dose of scornful reality checking, though. Gabriel Mailer, no, the biggest obstacle is people who understand what a stupid idea this is, unless you're in favor of Congress adding SCOTUS justices. Sean Davis, the silly idea has absolutely no basis in reality, none. You must be entirely ignorant of Senate rules to buy into it. There appears to be some dispute as to whether Senate Democrats would even hold an extremely fleeting, phony majority under this scenario and whether they could actually manage to suspend the rules within the rules to pull off this brazen stunt. I would imagine, though, that cooler heads would prevail, especially in light of several Democrats' fresh and public professions of regret over their last raw, costly power play. Because there's little they can do about it, and some top Democrats are now coming to regret it. That's because Senate Democrats muscled through an unprecedented rules change in 2013 to weaken the power of the minority party to filibuster cabinet-level appointees and most judicial nominees, now setting the threshold at 51 votes rather than 60, to overcome tactics aimed at derailing nominations. With the Senate GOP poised to hold 52 seats next Congress, some Democrats now say they should have thought twice before making the rules change, known on Capitol Hill as the nuclear options. Some Democrats realize they've made life harder for themselves. I would look for Joe Manchin to vote with the Republicans. If he does not switch over to the Republican Party, I would look for him to vote with the Republicans. I would look for that. I expect that to happen. Now, Richard Blumenthal said, in specific circumstances, we may regret that we can't block a nomination, but I think the American people want action. They want the process to work, and they want folks whom they have elected to actually do the job and get stuff done. One person who seems to be having buyer's remorse over the change in filibuster rules is Senator Chuck Schumer, the incoming Democratic leader. Schumer told the Washington Post last month that he privately lobbied Senate Democrats in 2013 to maintain the 60-vote threshold for cabinet-level nominees, but I didn't prevail. Asked twice at a news conference last week, Schumer declined to say if he thought invoking the nuclear option was a mistake. I would say he said yeah. And given that last quote, what are the chances Schumer would be willing to go thermonuclear? So McConnell you need to put some contingencies in place just in case the Democrats are foolish enough and arrogant enough to attempt this coup. That would be ballsy. That would be one of the brassiest things I have ever seen. So, as we get ready to go away, they've got this thing. What's this thing called? What do they call it? Sandy Hook Promises. They've got a propaganda piece where they're saying the first warning sign of a possible school shooting is perhaps most implausible, openly reading a gun magazine in a public school library. As if that wouldn't trigger an hysterical administrative overreaction followed with it, minimum suspension and a mandated psych evaluation. The rest of the signs, from posting an ominous photo and message on social media to being bullied to making overt shooting gestures in class, this hits all the cliches, and the message that the viewers are advised to walk away with is to know the signs. Not a bad idea. But it would be wrong to maintain such warning signs don't exist. It goes without saying timely interventions might help make different outcomes. But it leaves the most important and relevant sign, the one that all but assures a killer's success, completely ignored. Gun violence is preventable when you know the signs, they assure us. Not all is. Not as long as progressive policies have the gun-free zone in place. So, the only thing that will stop the killer in the PSA will be when armed people show up. So that of course was omitted in the PSA. So you know, interesting. That was interesting. I like that. I like that it was omitted. Tomorrow, if things go right, we should be with Sam Hooper from Alien Gear Holsters. We will reconvene in about 21 hours. Hopefully, I'll get a little rest now that all of this is put to bed. That'd be nice. I want you to remember this, between now and then, it has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is the Christmas season, so certainly enjoy this with your families. Merry Christmas to all of you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.